medicine. Amen. Stop taking all those diet pills because it's not doing anything for you. You lose a little, but you gain twice as much back. Going on yo-yo diets and, amen, one diet after the other. I challenge you. I admonish you. Do it God's way. Amen. Praise God. That person, amen, that's got a disease, blood disease. I hear the Lord saying something about your circulation. The Holy Ghost is saying something about your circulation. It's time to get up. Go to the phone and make that call. And say yes to the Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your word. Lord, yes to your way. Dial that number. 1-800-280-3414. God bless you. Amen. Until tomorrow. Don't forget you can keep dialing for the next 27 minutes. God bless you. God knows I love you. And I love you with everything in me. Call the number. 1-800-280-3414. God bless you. I love you with my heart.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
I remember the sound of the old piano and how the preacher used to preach and the choir would sing. And somebody would stand up and ask God for a blessing. And I heard one lady one day, as they rolled her in the wheelchair, came up to the front. Somebody said, what can she do but praise God? And she raised her hand, got up there and she said, Lord, I need a miracle right now.
God bless you off our radio audience. As you're listening to this broadcast and listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works, and many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now. Call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Oh, we want a miracle, oh Lord, miracle, miracle right now. Listen, church.
And may the Lord bless and keep my father's children, for as far as my voice can be heard once again, my friend. This is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory. Phone number, friend, 404-212-2444.
Somebody don't know what the problem.
No matter what that situation is.
I'm standing there.
Somebody right now has a sickness in their body. Somebody right now has a problem in their home. There's someone right now that has no success on that job. Someone at the sound of my voice this morning has a problem with a court case that's pending and wondering how in the world they're going to turn that situation around. Some right now want that loved one, that husband, that wife back with them. Some right now have arthritis, gout, rheumatism, trying to grow hair on their hair, and maybe even trying to satisfy their mate. You know, back in the days of old, as I've told many in the past, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it, so they can make it back into the fields the next day and get those crops to where it need to be. Yes, friends, no matter what you're facing, some right now at the sound of my voice have been here and there and still have not received success. If I cannot help you, my friends, in the power, through the power of God, there is no way that I will turn you down, my friends. And I showed up to God, know that if you have just that faith, friends, just that faith, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. That book of Genesis through Revelations is real. Some of my friends have that patience of Job. Some of my friends are impatient and still waiting on God. But God is right here with you if you have that faith. Yes, friends, I'm going to pray a testimonial for you in just a minute. Those of you that are writing, get that mailing, get that pencil and paper ready so I can give you the mailing address here in Atlanta. Right now, my friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've tried to turn things around, there is a way being made out of no way for all of God's children that are in need.
They didn't know which way I was supposed to be and what courtroom I was supposed to be in. You know, that night you was going out of town, you know, you dropping that package before you've been working on the old police and things.
Right, met you on the side of the road.
Right, okay. When he got the cold, I mean, he was all for me. The jury was all for me. The listener was all for me. Even the barber claimed I ran him to the telegram pole. He didn't even know what would happen. I don't know where you run me. He said, I can't remember you running me in no telegram pole. He said, because I was speeding, and I just lost control of the car.
So he told you, he done turned his story around.
He done even turned his story around.
Jesus Christ.
Before he went and got there, they told me I was supposed to be in that courtroom. Then they say I wasn't supposed to be in there. They never did call my name. I went downstairs. His computer showed it, but they didn't have the ticket on it. Then I went back upstairs, had to go back downstairs. Then they sent me to another courtroom. I wasn't supposed to be in that courtroom. By the time we got through, couldn't do nothing, just throw it right on out. I said, well, you can go.
Oh, Jesus.
No, it was so confusing down there, it was just a shame and a pity.
You waste your time, huh?
A waste of time, Lord have mercy. I got on my knees, great good shoes, I got on my knees in front of the judge, thank the Lord.
I believe you.
I believe you.
Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God!
You said it, your daughter, you brought your daughter to me about how long ago?
Just for Christmas, I'm exact.
About around Christmas?
On Christmas, ain't that she went for?
Don't call her, huh?
She went for the city to drive a garbage truck.
And she was on drugs?
Her old man.
Her old man was on drugs. And how's he doing now?
He's off.
He's off drugs. And he's still taking the tea?
He don't use it anymore.
Oh, so he just took it for a while to get off, and he's all right now?
For a while to get off, and he's all right.
Come on. Right now.
My God, my friend, you know, I feel mighty good this day. You know, God is God, Kenny. There is no failure in God. Telephone number, my friend, 404-212-2444. Yes, my friends, if you have that swelling in your body, and somebody say, well, Ray, I can't even stand over the stove to cook my own groceries. Somebody right now have a problem saying, well, I got a situation trying to take care of my wife, and I just don't know which way to go. Telephone number, my friend. 404-212-2444. Write it down, my friend. Yes, my friend, when you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity pack. I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross for you to work with your situation. I want to show you, my friends. I can show you better than that. Oh, my God, just tell you about it. You know, they say I'd rather show you how to fish and just give you a fish. Yes, my friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter where you've been before, someone right now is in need in a very bad way. And I understand on how many have given up before it's time to step up. My friends, I'm asking you not to give up, my friends. No matter how dark and bleak it may be, there is a way being made out of no way. Yes, you, my friends, that have luck so bad mosquitoes won't bite you. Yes, my friends, you that have situation to where no one will come to your own service. Yes, you, my friends, that have problems with friends and enemies around turning against you, and you have no peace no matter where you go. But in the meantime, my friends, write down the telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. That's 404-212-2444. I'm going to ask you now to join us, my friends, for just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving on the job, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard right now. For just 1 minute of silent prayer. Lay your hand on that radio, hug your child, hold your friend's hand right now, my friend. Join us, my friends, just for 1 minute of silent prayer.
But then you would tell everyone that I'm talking to right now that you were successful. Tell me what happened.
Well, when I came, I was having a nasal problem and a colon problem. I had trouble with my bowels moving and all. And you told me what to do, and I went to the store and got the stuff that you told me to get. And before I got home, the bowels was working right.
Before you got home?
Before I got home.
Now that's beautiful. Now, on that nature problem, how has that come along?
Well, that's come along fine. I've been, wife has been talking about running away from me and leaving me.
Uh-huh.
And I waited a couple of days after I used that you told me to use.
Uh-huh.
And then I come back and everything is working fine. Everything is just working fine. Beautiful.
Are you telling me the truth?
That's right.
All right. Now, I don't want no false testimonies out there.
Well, my friends, our time is drawing down. That mailing address, my friends, is Post Office Box 16903. That's Reverend Gregory, P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. My friends, those of you that are calling, I'm in the prayer office right now, and we'll be with you, you, and especially you that are in need. Telephone number, my friend, write it down. You know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own numbers. That's 404. Again, that's 1-404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial us right back. Again, that's Reverend Gregory. When you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package, whether it's for your home, whether it's for your job, whether it's for your physical abilities, whether right now you're looking for that closer walk with me. I want you to write down the telephone number, my friends, that 404-212-2444. You might know someone that's on drugs and want to come off. You might know someone needs to have help and needs help and don't want to step out on their own, and you say you're going to help that family member. Again, my friend, write it down. That's Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta. When you call for further information, I'll be here throughout the day. That's 404-212-2444. Those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs, friends. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it, for after it's out of your reach, after it's out of your sight, my friends, it's something else to get it back to where it was. Again, may God bless you. May God keep you. Until we meet again, you pray with us and we'll be praying with you. Write that telephone number down, friends, at 404-212-2444. When you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package.
KAYT 88.1 FM. We've got the best in classic gospel, contemporary, traditional, quartet, and hip-hop. Whatever you like, we got your flavor starting at 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, 11 hours per day. KAYT. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Now I need everybody, to clap your hands. Sing along with me.
Father, Father, Father.
Let the people say.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Let the nation say.
Holy Spirit, yes.
Yes.
We adore you.
Whole world say.
Yes, we do.
And the beat goes.
Father, Father, Father. We praise you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
And we
love you.
won't let me down.
When I strayed away,
this Miss Ole Mae Benton Carter Jackson Glenn?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. I ain't know which last name to use.
Oh, I'm using Benton. I'm not either one of those you calling, but I've been there.
You been? Uh-huh.
Who's this?
I was married about 4 or 5 times myself.
Yeah.
And all of them died of, the first two died of mushroom poisoning.
Uh-huh.
And the other one died to a brick in the head. He wouldn't eat the mushroom. I was calling. I just need you to pray for Sister Rosaline Hicks. They gave me your number. They said that this is the number to call if you need prayer.
Pray for who?
A lady at my church. I go to Mount Moriah.
Uh-huh.
And they told me to call you to get you to pray for Sister Rosaline Hicks.
Rosaline Hicks.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And what happened to her, she was stabbed. And she 83 years old.
83 years old.
And was stabbed by a nearsighted mugger.
Uh-huh.
That mistaken her for his ex-wife's mother-in-law.
Yes.
And
well, let me ask you, who told you to call me?
Somebody over there at Victory Baptist Church I met. They gave me, they said you a prayer warrior for God.
Yeah.
They say you a prayer warrior for God. You hear me? They said
yes,
it. That's yes. What they said.
That's what they said.
That's what they said.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And she
okay.
was...
It just caught me a little off guard when you called all of my names like that.
Well, they was on the church directory.
Huh?
I'm sorry, it caught me off guard too when they gave me all of these names.
Yeah.
But they said Sister Rosaline Hicks was stabbed by a nearsighted mugger that mistaken her for his ex-wife's mother-in-law. On her way to the hospital, the ambulance that she was riding in had a blowout.
Uh-huh.
And plunged 57 feet onto some train tracks and was later hit by a train.
Uh-huh.
And while the fireman was trying to get her out of the car with the jaws of life, it cut off her right leg.
Cut off her right
leg. And then she was shot in the right eye by a stray bullet from a nearby hunter.
Yeah.
And she's going through all that right now.
Uh-huh.
And she's coming back, trying to get her ready to come back to church because she's supposed to do a meditation.
Yeah.
Five pastor's anniversary.
Yeah, but well, when is our pastor's anniversary?
This Sunday, and we might need somebody to lead devotion if she can't make it.
Yeah.
Now, she got stab wounds, a bullet to the right eye, and a missing leg. Ain't that something that survived?
Yeah.
And still trying to come to church, Miss Ole Mae Benton Carter Jackson Glenn. I'm sorry.
Ole Mae Benton Carter Jackson Glenn. I tell you, I like to who give you all them names.
I'll find a name, but you ought to cuss out.
I'm Benton.
Benton, uh-huh. Now, can you pray for her, Rosaline Hicks?
Yes, ma'am.
Bow your head, close your eyes.
Ma'am.
You gonna pray for her?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm ready.
Okay, let me turn this TV off.
What you watching?
It's a spiritual program where a preacher lady was on.
Right. Can we keep it short? Because I got to catch the bus.
Okay, I got to go to the doctor, too.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Okay, this morning I have my father. It's once more again that we, your humble servants, come before thee. In your name, dear God, asking you to please to have mercy upon one of our sisters in your name.
Rosaline.
Rosaline, in your name.
She was stabbed.
Give us strength today to keep on going.
And shot. And shot.
Have mercy where mercy can be found today. And, oh, God, thank you for this lady that called. And ask.
Bernice Jenkins.
Thank you for her this morning. Thank you, my head.
Johnson Avery.
That you have all
Williams.
Power. Heaven and earth is in your hand.
Uh-huh.
And, Lord, we can't do nothing without you. We need you every minute on the hour. Asking you to just take
Tell him I'm coming.
Have mercy.
Tell him I'm
and,
coming.
Oh, God, when life journey
Hold on. Ends, tell him, hold on.
Give us a happy ending in your name, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Can you sing just a small portion of Walk With Me, Lord, or something?
Can I do what?
Just sing just a small portion of a hymn. Make me feel bad. And when you want to sing, have a little talk with Jesus. They say you sang them songs. They said it.
I believe they got you tangled up with somebody else, but I got me tangled with somebody
Tangled up?
I try to sing. I'm not a songster.
Go ahead.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me.
Uh-huh.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk
with me.
All along this
grief and journey.
I want Jesus
to walk with. Guide my feet. Say, guide my feet.
Yeah.
Guide my feet, Lord.
Guide my feet.
Guide my feet, Lord.
Guide my feet all along this tedious journey. I want Jesus to guide my feet.
Put on my shoes, God. Put on my shoes. Put on my shoes,
God. Put on my shoes. All along this tedious journey, I want Jesus to put on my shoes. Now you sing some.
Massage my shoulders, God. Massage my shoulders. Massage my shoulders, God. Massage my shoulders. Why, the bus about to leave. I'll call you back.
Okay, then.
Thank you, him.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Winfield Funeral Homes have served Central Louisiana for over 85 years. I am Alan Dade, president of Winfield Funeral Homes of Louisiana. In 1932, the late Dr. Ben D. Johnson started Winfield Funeral Homes of Louisiana. As president of Winfield Funeral Homes, I am dedicated to continuing Dr. Johnson's legacy of superior services to all families within the communities we serve, including Alexandria, Shreveport, and Baton Rouge. Our funeral homes are locally operated by licensed funeral directors, embalmers, and restorative artists. This is an important distinction for Winfield Funeral Homes as it gives you the peace of mind that your loved ones are being cared by fully licensed and trained professionals. Because we care, our funeral homes has been renovated, including new vehicles at all locations. When the need arises, you can count on Winfield Funeral Homes. You may prearrange your funeral services at Winfield Funeral Homes. Affordable monthly payment plans are available, and we accept other funeral home pre-need policies. Our website is www.winfieldfuneralhomes.com. When you desire the best, there's only one choice, Winfield Funeral Home, because we care.
Winfield Funeral Home is a proud underwriting sponsor of 88.1 KAYT.
The New Bethel Community Missionary Baptist Church host Pastor Clarence Dupart Jr. along with TNR Productions presents God Did It Gospel Explosion featuring Evelyn Tarantine AG and the Warriors of Detroit, Michigan. Saturday, May 20th at 5 p.m. Also performances by Sister Betty Boss and the Anointed New Inspiration, the Solettes of Colfax, and the Spiritual Roots of Alexandria. This event is hosted by Sister Kay Clark of Natchitoches, Evangelist Brenda Randall of Cottonport, and Sister Karen Layton of Colfax, Louisiana. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door, and $3 for children 12 and under. Tickets available at KYT 88.1, 318-484-2500, Smiley's Barbershop, 210 Wind Street in Alexandria, 318-792-5999. Transformations Hair Studio, 826 Main Street in Pineville, 318-449-3655. Sister Kay Clark of Natchitoches, 318-533-3096. And Sister Karen Layton of Colfax, 318-528-9620. This event is sponsored by L&J Exterminating Company, 318-443-5328. And New Bethel Soul Kitchen Ministry, 318-443-7877. Don't you miss another stellar event taking place on May 20th with Evelyn Tarantine AG and the Warriors of Detroit, Michigan. The New Bethel Community Baptist Church, along with TNR Productions, are proud sponsors of KAYT.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Shady green pastures gonna stay. Under the blood. I'm gonna stay, yeah, under the blood. How many of y'all is with me tonight? Gonna stay under the blood. And the world can't do me. No harm. Hallelujah. 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 I'm gonna pray under the blood. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus. I'm gonna pray under the blood. Gonna pray under the blood. Oh, and the world can't do me. World can't do me. The world can't do me. No, no harm. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to